John, you feel all right right now? How would you just 100% or how close?
I mean, I feel good. I mean, I'm easing my way back in, like I'm following my directions and trying to make things happen.
You're not going out, go back.
Was it the timing of the injury frustrating because this is a big year for you and wanted to build on that last season?
I mean, I guess so, because I just don't want to let my teammates down. So by me going through this process, it's just like a big eye-opener for me and let me know my responsibility and get back there as soon as possible.
You've been working out on the side for a long time. It seems like you've been doing a lot of work. I mean, was it frustrating? I guess they're trying to be cautious before bringing you back in.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL is different from college. As everybody knows, I was coming off my rookie season, so the NFL is a longer season than the college season, so they don't want to push things in and I get hurt later on down the road.
John, how anxious were you to get back?
Huh?
How anxious were you to get back?
Well, I'm anxious, man. That's what I do for a living. I'm excited.
How do you feel about, I guess, the weight you're playing at right now?
I feel good. Do I look good out there? I mean, y'all watching.
Is it a comfortable weight that you wanna be at right now?
I mean, I'm comfortable with it. But I mean, going down doesn't hurt. You know, I mean, me being a big guy and losing more weight, it doesn't hurt me. It's gonna make me get better. So.
What are you at right now?
347.
What's the biggest you've played at before in your whole life?
About 67 in Georgia.
What's their target weight for you? They mentioned they had something they don't want you to.
Oh, I mean the 40s. I'm good.
How hard is it to keep your weight down when you're in an environment that it's like this, not hot, and you're injured, so you can only do so much?
I mean, it's not hard. You just got to be disciplined. I mean, if you're able to move around, then it's not a problem. It all depends if you're stationary, if you're hurt and you can't do anything, then that's the hard part because your cardiovascular is not moving. But once you start able to move around, watch what you eat and things like that, it shouldn't be a problem.
In this system, you play one of those positions where stats can be misleading.
Yeah.
You didn't have a sack, but everyone thought you
had one.
A strong...
Seattle.
The playoffs, I'm sorry.
I got to get that.
But everyone thought you had a strong debut season. Can you kind of talk about your role in this defense and what for you means you've played really well?
I mean, my role in this defense is to free the linebackers up, take on as many blocks as I can, crush the pocket. I mean, you're right, man. Like, a lot of things I do is taken for granted. People don't understand the job that I have to do. But at the end of the day, as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and the stats as far as rushing yards and pressure against the quarterback and stuff like that shows up, then I'm happy.
You guys always seem to feed off the emotion of the people in New Orleans and stuff. Are y'all ready to get back and play and be in front of the hometown fans again?
Oh, yeah, man. It's no greater feeling when we're leaving the hotel on game day than we just see everybody on the side of the road just screaming, "Who that, man?" Like, going through that is, like, an amazing feeling. So I can't wait till I get back, me personally.
And what about the heat down there? I mean, obviously it's been nice up here, but do y'all kind of draw some strength from there as well by having to deal with that during camp?
Yeah, I mean, because we look at it this way. Nobody else practices that humidity and that heat like we do, so we take pride in that humidity and heat when we're able to conquer it.
Yeah, John, what did you learn from your rookie season? What do you carry over into this season?
Nothing lasts forever. That was my big thing I learned. I mean, no matter what, I've seen things happen. I've seen people come and go, and I've seen situations become big. I've seen situations become small. So I learned that nothing lasts forever, so you just take everything and just go hard with it.
So your injury occurred after the season was over, right?
Yeah.
In the weight room, I guess?
Yeah, working out.
Okay. Is it fair to say it's the chest area?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fact.
Heck, okay. All right, good. I don't remember. We didn't talk about it during the offseason.
Yeah.
Who so far, I know it's only 1 year, but who's the toughest guy you went against as far as like, whoa, I better stay low or just, I know you get double teamed a lot, but who's maybe one individual that you said was a beast?
I mean, it's tough because my position, I don't go against just one person. I'm always going against two, maybe three if I get a good push. So I say as a whole, San Fran had a good line as far as power rushing and stuff like that. So I'm going to just say San Fran in the whole.